Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk, Real Game. It's Saturday, and I am your host, Marty Smith, and I got my best partner on the line.
G to the R to the X.
I thought I'd come a little strong on you today, G to the R to the X, because this
was one of my favorites.
I was about, and you took the words out of my mouth. That was, and actually, if you listen to this 13 minute 17 second mix, it is actually reminds me of all your mixes, because it just keeps going and going and going and going. And by the time I think I hear, and the beat goes on. I begged you for that record, man. Won't you stop, DJ? Let me, I need that. I need that. I need that. I needed that. I needed a lean release yourself. And I needed, what was the other one? You didn't have it, but I found it down in Melrose. It was the song that was the flip shirt era. I need a freak. Yeah. No. But you wasn't giving that up.
I
know you had that, and you had the extended 12-inch of Release Yourself, because on the other side, it was the slow mix. There was one other record I left out that I had to have, and I still will put these in that old school mix. Shoot, my brain just went. I know what it is. Y'all want this party started, right? Y'all want this party started quickly, right? Set it off on the left, y'all. Set it off on the left. Set it off.
Shut it off.
Hey, but I woke up on a better cloud today. Now that the purple one is gone, and it's looking as if that the autopsy may reveal just the fact that it was his time, as opposed to some type of abuse he incurred by himself. He was not attacked, no physical abuse. Just might be one of those things in one of those days, and we will pray. Right, GRX?
Yeah, that's all we can do at this point. You know, and I was reading an article online, and people he was doing creating the music. Well, then he was in a good place then with his religion.
I'm talking
about a dude that doesn't have religion. I'm not talking about an atheist, because atheists don't believe in a higher being. They have their own kind of mental religion that they don't get self-control. I'm worried about the dude that doesn't have any self-control that's out there in these streets right now.
I'm also worried about the fella or the lady that thinks that just because they got a religion of their own religion, that is in the grace of God. You remember this, young man? All religions were made up by men.
Right. For me.
Even the one that you suggest is the predecessor to the New Testament and the revelations of Jesus. That was made up by a man. That's why in many cases when you get into biblical analysis, things don't seem to add up in a logical manner, in a scientific manner.
Right, and it won't. That's why they call it faith.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately or fortunately, they don't call it a leap of faith. You don't have to step out there on a branch to see if Jesus is going to come when you're shivering. He's already there. Now, if you find yourself out there on that branch, you need to acknowledge that, one, I'm on the branch and I'm about to fall. I either want to fall with Jesus or I'm going to have Jesus lift me up. You got two choices.
I just want you to tell me all the time. God only helps those who help themselves. If you ain't out there helping yourself or trying to stay in the right path, well, you're going to fall off that branch, bro.
Well, and you're going to fall without Jesus.
Right, you're going to fall without Christ. So, I mean, you know, like I'm saying, well, they were trying to bash him about his religious beliefs, about him being a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, that was Michael Jackson's religion as well as...
You know, they grew up that way. They were saying...
Well, no, he actually... He well, hold up. He grew up...
I don't see no issue with it.
Gee, first off, social media don't have nothing better to do but mob talk, okay? People, anonymity out there just running their frickin' mouth about this issue, that issue. And it has nothing to do with reality. If you want to analyze religions, then go ahead and do that and set up your thesis. But with regard to the passing of this pop icon, it's time out for this. We don't want to need to analyze the size of his shoe, the size of his hand, none of this, or his hairdo. We just want to go out with respect and uplift this spirit. At the end of the day, though, I'm going to tell you again, all religions are flawed and flawed substantially. At least he had something closer to nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, again, for all those haters out there, just can tell you, but it's not necessary.
Now, do me a favor. Talk a minute about and it's complex, but I think you can get it and you can get it in a moment, which is the political socio-religiosity of the artist formerly known as Prince. Because it was from anti-Christian to mommy, why does everybody have a bomb? Am I straight or gay, black or white? Every issue that we've had to really deal with came out through this music and came out powerfully early. Speak on it, bro.
Well, I think he was a voice of our young adult youth life, that's for sure. Everything that he spoke about, everything that he was about, we lived. And so we associated with it because we felt like, it put us in a place or a time with that. And so when we talk about religious beliefs or anti-religious beliefs, I mean, I ran through my head when I was going to a Catholic school. Do I really want to believe this or not? How deep do I want to be into it? You know what I'm saying? And I grew up Catholic with Baptist parents, so there was a conflict there. Listening to his music, controversy, well, we got controversy every day. And we're going to have to learn how to deal with our controversy and move on. You know, a lot of his songs are a lot of political things, or they call them pseudo-political things. What makes you think an elephant is stronger than a jackass? You know, that's a lot of his work. It's just showing you what he sees, what people see. And so he was just a voice for a lot. And I don't think that a lot of people, a lot of people are now really going back and looking at his lyrics to see what he was really, really about. And it's always a sad sight that they do that after you're gone.
Has social media messed it up?
Well, older artists need to give them their roses now and not when they're gone.
Has social media messed up the context by which we used to give accolades and even mourn folks? Has it messed it up again?
I don't say that it meant that it just gave more people's voices and more opinions of being surfaced through the social media. Before we had social media, it was only your opinion or what you read to come up with an opinion. Now, it's just everybody's opinion. I don't want that because they can. Again, that's that 5-15 minutes of fame routine. That's what we're dealing with. A lot of people that are out there hating or saying something negative just want to be the same as ass. You know what I'm saying? So how can I be famous as I can even do that by putting somebody down?
Well, it only comes down to stupidity and silliness in the first place or a certain sense of immaturity. My figures,
you know, and what's the thing about social media, it shows the immaturity level at every level.
At every age level. I mean, you know.
Every level.
You know, Kurt Schilling just got kicked off NBC because his comments were not inflammatory, but he had an opinion about the bathroom issue going on in North Carolina and the transgender bathroom issue. But because on his own time, on his own computer, they fired him because of his own personal tweet. At some point, social media is going to rob all of the democratic nations of a sense of privacy, a sense of...
Well, there isn't much privacy. We gave up.
Well, yeah, you gave it up, but it's also your constant. Look, if you're going to engage in social media, you're still being robbed incrementally of your privacy, right?
Exactly.
Tell you what I said, like I said, about four things that you won't just see me doing, or just four things, okay? One of them was I don't think I'll be going to Chipotle at any time in my history. There's been too many incidences with bacterial fecal matter, whatever it is, in the food. I that's a sign, and it's all over the place. I told you that it's not likely. I have to be careful. It's not likely that I am going to, you know, pretty much vote Democrat. Democratic, because it doesn't apply to my current social conditions anymore. It actually is beneath where I'm trying to go. You know what I'm saying? So you get to a point where, in terms of personal transition, that doesn't necessarily need to be a social statement or a social hallmark. And the nexus between, are you dumb enough to just keep running your mouth on a public forum from which people will malign and maliciously abuse you, as opposed to factual-based living and standards and this type of stuff and morality, you know, all the stuff that everybody hates.
Well, I think social media took out a lot of morality. You know, the internet opened up to everything.
Yeah, because you got group morality.
There's no... When they brought the internet, they didn't bring it with constraints. So, we didn't think it all the way through. We just got to open it up. And so you open up Pandora's box, and this is what we're trying to get.
Well, they didn't even open it up for common sense, okay? I mean, common sense goes down to the point for everybody raised in a male versus female bathroom. That's just how it is for us, okay? It's just how it is. So what about those folks? Okay, what about, I had the privilege about when my grandma was about, I think about 92, I had to bring her back from Cleveland, and she needed to go through the airport and use the bathroom, and that was one of the most tense moments because she needed me to assist her the entire trip, but I couldn't go in the bathroom.
Exactly.
But But let's take it up a notch, okay? Now Johnny Flavor walks in his Susie fit, and he's all transgender in the bathroom. I'm probably gonna go in, okay? At that point, if my grandmother or a child, and I'll just deal with what comes from that point, because I don't, you know. The argument and the common sense ain't meeting up. People would rather argue.
Well, I think in bathroom issues, you just go to a bathroom and you make it male, female, and you lock the door behind you. That's the best way they're going to have to do that. But the only way to do that, to say that this is written about, because we're making a play world. We'll stop who's will. We'll stop who's female. Well, okay, well, I'm not neither. Well, I need my own spot. Well, I'm black. I need a black one, okay? Well, now you're getting into those issues. So now we can get away from all those pinpoint issues. It's just the bathroom with a locked door. So you can knock on the door.
But that's not. That ain't what they're advocating.
Gee,
that's not what they're advocating. They're not advocating a common sense solution. That's my point.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but it can be common sense.
But it will never be common sense if you, as an individual, don't know that if God assigned you this, that's what you were assigned with. Now, you can ask to be anything, but you started this way. So at what point does the mind take over and it becomes a worldly fantasy issue? Okay, I'd like to go up to Hollywood tomorrow to any bank that's open and apply for $15,000 loan as a white man. Can I do that?
We can do it.
Well, I identify with white men. I think that God really made me white on the inside. And so why can't I go and do that?
You said on your application that you're Caucasian.
I'm going to take it up a notch. In fact, my identity in my mind suggests that not only am I a white man, but we should reinstitute white man only bathroom. You see how crazy this could get, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
This could get ridiculous. And all it does is chop at the framework of democracy and your ability to think independently, openly, and freely. My last comment on this is that I don't really give a damn what bathroom you use, because you ain't going to be in there with me in the first fucking place. And I got so many weapons that you don't really want to come in there with me, do you, homie? Is that what you're trying to do? Okay.
Yeah, you can't come in there unless you buy a new one.
Ah, he said, fall out
of
Ah, I ain't even got no words for you, bro. You actually just stole my words, man. Okay. See how he do me, ladies and gentlemen? See, this is my partner. So I'm going to try to get my beat back now. Give me them 16 bars, Hamilton. Hamilton Ross. Give me them 16. Come on, man, in honor of the purple one. Give me 16 purple beats. Come on. Play boy. We're going to take a break, DRX, because, see, these shows are organic, and then if we don't do them, we feel bad the next day. It's funny how that worked out. But and we don't be feeling bad because y'all didn't hear the show. We be feeling bad because we didn't get it off our chest.
That's all I'm trying to do, get it off our chest.
Bring it to you. We'll be back in about half a minute. All right, folks, we're back. Real talk, real game. And I was reading up on medical marijuana. I was reading the Margolin Guide, State of California and United Federal States, 2016 edition, the laws in all 50 states. And he's an attorney, Bruce M. Margolin, and he has an app called 420 Laws, GRX. You can download that app. But he actually gave me information that I was not up on as well with regard to what the law says as opposed to conjecture or media opinions about some of the laws. And I'm going to give you a for instance. Talk about medical marijuana and his take on why there are so many more clubs than the 135 or 65 that the city council said that we will only have. And it goes down to this, GRX. Federal law trumps even city council law. And it don't matter under the eyes of the federal guys how many they sanction or don't sanction, because at the end of the day, the illegal ones are just as culpable as the legal ones under federal law. And so that's why it's hard to shut down the other 800 that are operating openly against the 100 and so odd numbers that the city council approved under Prop D. I just thought that was wild. And it makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense, really, when you really think about it. Like I said, like when I went through the process of starting my own collections, I realized that there was a higher power than the state laws. And so that I need to govern myself by the state laws, but also by those federal laws that allow some activity. So you have to be smart about what you do. Like there's limits to limits. A lot of people exceed these limits because they think that in their state they can, but really you really can't, because federally they can come down on you at any particular point in time.
Well, let me read, because he gives an example of a legally defensible cooperative. So in other words, somebody did what you do or what we do and set up a co-op on their own, thinking it's all in legit, and they get raided or busted for whatever. Okay, so just this is an example of how you deal with it appropriately. The police officer recovered $2,800 in cash, pay owed sheets and collected residences. That's in your data. Officers found at least 51 plants, 2 to 4 feet tall in the greenhouse, an estimate of 11 and 32 pounds of marijuana, which would be produced, which is sufficient to 12-20 chronic pain patients per year. Okay, they broke it down in terms of weed amount, poundage per patient. Officers also found 259 plants that amounted to 410 pounds of marijuana around the pool and some backyards. Some patients testified they were members of the cooperative. Others stated they believed they owned a number of plants. One member testified that he was a member of another cooperative as well. Several plants had made donations in order to receive medical marijuana, while others were given. Okay, how the collective work. Next stop. The plants were collectively grown, all that we know about and talk about GRX. Additionally, baked goods, something that we're planning. The collective provided a type of list, suggested donation values for the product. Okay, there were a few hundred members. Well, we're not nowhere near trying to do that. A membership fee, and at least a dozen individuals who assisted in cultivating the plant. 15 members assisted in the intake of new members. So it was all a membership thing, which is actually the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
They were compensated for their work in the forms of gas, money, and marijuana. One member had the responsibility of delivering marijuana to patients. Patients, members, membership agreements. I have been diagnosed with serious illness. Okay, they had all the agreements that were necessary. So at the end of the day, a people versus is the case was for, people versus URZICEANU, Erzicino, in 2005, California Appellate Court for 4th District 747. The Court of Appeals held that based on the facts presented, there was substantial evidence suggesting that the defendant, patient, was entitled to raise a collective defense under Section HS 111362.775. Accordingly, the defendant was entitled to use HS same statute 11362.775 as a defense for the charges of possession for sale and cultivation. The case was returned to the trial court and the conviction was set aside. The defendant ran FloraCare, F-L-O-R-A, FloraCare, a patient collective between 190 and 300 plants at the location. Now, for that volume, exactly what you are doing works. And you are nowhere near that volume, and we don't suggest that people get out there like that either, right?
Well, generally, you can have five people under your collective without having any legalities to it. So if you go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then you can be possibly filed under federal indictment. If you stay up under 6, you're fine. If your canopy, you know what I mean, the size of your room is less than a 10 by 10, you stay heavily under their guidelines and they won't bother you.
I think this case was not brought by federal authorities, but worked its way up from your police, sheriffs, all the way up to the California Court of Appeals. And, you know, again, what this is saying is that what you're doing and the way you're doing it is the way to do it. You there?
Yeah, hold on.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're saying is that your best case is to set up your own collective under H&S 11362.775, because while we never advocated getting more than 36 members, that is doable based on how the state is going to interpret the law. So once you see that, and this guy, in this particular case, he didn't have 36 members, okay? They said that I mean, he had so many members that were, I mean, he was in the hundreds.
Yeah, like I said, you step underneath the wire, but federally, that's why you got to know your state laws and your county laws, which you're, where you're at, plus the federal laws, and you have to take those into consideration. It's just like up north, they can grow 99 plants without an issue. Well, 99 plants federally is the case. So if you say, I only do a 90 plant, you do it. So let's just look at what both laws have to say to make your situation, your growing situation, safe. And that's the problem with a lot of people. They look at one set of laws and they just run with it and figure that that's going to keep them safe. They figure if the state doesn't say anything, then the feds won't say anything. And that's not how that works.
Well, you always have to look at court precedent. This is why the legal system exists. People are going to challenge laws, challenge positions, and out of that grows cases and precedents. This work also covers how many plants can a patient grow, and he gets into some of the grow permits that these collectives are offering. This is, no stone is left unturned. In fact, we could probably do 4 shows just on the information in here, and we'll get more deeply into it, but most proficiently and most profoundly, as you and I live through our life, we use this information first and foremost for ourselves, right?
That's where you start.
That's where you start. So get your game tight, keep your game tight. This is Real Talk, Real Game. We've ran out of time. I want to say rest in peace to Prince again. Add your thoughts, GRS. Be safe and stay away from spice weed, fake weed, made up weed, anything synthetic. Leave the wax alone, put the wax down and get you a real bud. I'm out. We out. I'll talk to you, GRS.